The following program is transcribed. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Well, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep-cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Spencer Grayson has decided to stay on in Rushville Center a while longer. And there's really only one explanation. He likes our Faye. That Faye likes Spencer Grayson has been obvious for some days now. What do you think? Is this successful, attractive young advertising executive the right man for Ma's beloved Faye? Well, right now, Faye and Spencer are out on a date. But before we join them, let's look in on Ma. Well, the time is about 10 o'clock at night. Shuffle and Willie have dropped in on Ma after lodge meeting. They're sitting in the kitchen where, well, listen.
Thanks for the coffee, Ma. And since Faye and Mr. Grayson are out, I might as well get home or Eddie will start calling the police.
It was nice of you and Shuffle to come over after lodge meeting, Willie. You have another cookie.
Ma, there ain't no compliment for you, me and Willie coming over here tonight. Me, I come over for coffee and cookies. Willie, he come over to get the latest gossip about little Faye and Mr. Spencer Grayson.
Well, I guess everybody's interested in Faye and Mr. Grayson.
Shuffle, you managed to make everything sound so cheap. The lodge meeting ends at 9:10. Here I am with a clean shirt and a necktie and a shave. So why should I go straight home and waste it all? But anyhow, Ma, Faye and Mr. Grayson have gone stepping again tonight, huh? To Fort William?
I believe they said Fort William, Willie. He mentioned something about liking Chinese food, and so Faye said she'd take him to that place in Fort William.
She'd take him? Her buying, you mean?
Willie, you make it sound like Faye's chasing after the boy with her money and like he's the type who'd let the lady pay.
I didn't say that's the way it is. I said it ain't. Hey, that's something that's escaped my notice until now. I mean, after all, Faye's kind of rich, and Spencer Grayson, well, he's about as successful as a guy can get. Do you realize how much money there'd be in that family if they got married? Why, they'd be richer than Banker Pendleton.
Oh, Willie, really, dear, I imagine that's the last thought in either Faye's mind or Mr. Grayson's. Anyhow, didn't we all agree that we wouldn't talk like that?
Sure, Willie, Ma's right. It's way too early to be talking about marriage.
I think we're just being ostriches if we don't face the facts. The facts are real simple. Spencer Grayson was supposed to go back to New York. But instead, he's hanging around another 10 days or 2 weeks. Is he hanging around on account of your charming face and figure shuffle?
That possibility ain't occurred to me, Willie, son. But, Ma, what Willie said a minute ago does make some sense. Spencer Grayson ain't after Faye's money. A fella like him who makes so much himself, to him, Faye's money probably ain't even hardly worth thinking about.
Oh, Len, there can't be no question about that. I keep forgetting that Faye does have that money. And I believe that Faye herself just never thinks about it.
That's right. And that's why it's us men of the family who should think about it.
Don't you worry none about that, Willie, son. Faye's got a good, smart little head on her shoulders. But what Ma's saying is how nice Faye acts about that money. How the only thing she ever spends money on is Paulette and presents for you and me and the rest of us. Ain't that what you was saying, Ma, how Faye's such a regular little lady about her inheritance from Paul Henderson?
Mm-hmm. Faye is a lady about that, same as about everything else.
She sure is a wonderful kid, and cute, too. But Heavy will have plenty to say to me if I don't get home. Well, thanks for the coffee and cakes, Ma.
Hold on, Willie. I'll go along with you.
Well, come on.
And, Ma, we've promised you we wouldn't talk about this, but I'm happy, Ma. And you should be happy, too. So even if nothing comes of this here friendship with Mr. Spencer Grayson, still, for the time being, our Faye's all rosy and happy and having fun, and like it's right and proper that young people should have some enjoyment. So for now, anyhow, Ma, appears to me like you and me and Willie and everybody should feel good, come what may. Because right at this minute, our Faye is having some pleasure out of life.
Ah, Sheffer, that's so true. And so wise. Yes, yes, let's be happy for her while we can.
And later, if we're lucky. But no, we won't talk about that.
Come on, Willie. I'll take you home, and we'll let Evie talk about that.
And now our scene changes. Yes, Faye and Spencer Grayson drove to Fort William for a Chinese dinner. And now, their meal over, we find them still lingering over the little teacups in the almost deserted restaurant. Every once in a while, the waiter peers in and brings another pot of fresh tea, but they don't even notice him. Because Faye and Spencer are engrossed in that oldest and most engrossing of occupations, telling each other about themselves. Listen.
You must have been very young when that happened, Faye.
Yes, I was. Of course, if he hadn't died, Paul, there's no telling what my life might have been. This may not sound like a very nice thing to say, Spencer, but if I did have to lose Paul, I'm glad it happened while I was still young enough to make the adjustment. I wasn't ever adjusted to Washington and all those important people.
Yes, you told me he was a congressman and a very brilliant one. Are you afraid of important people, Faye?
Now, you mean? I don't know any important people now. You, maybe?
No. I mean, for instance, if we were sitting here like this and some people came in and I said, oh, there's Mr. Whiffenfuss, the president of a very important company, and he came over and sat down with us for a few minutes, would you be afraid of him?
Well, no, of course not. Just meeting a friend of yours, you mean? Well, what's there to be afraid of?
Even if he's a very important friend of mine? A man whose goodwill, business, means a great deal to my business?
But that's only business, Spencer. No. What I was saying about Washington, D.C., those important people affected my home, my relationship with Paul. They wanted so much from Paul. And, of course, I was so young. I was a regular little goof. I was a hick. No, getting back to your first question, it's been a long time since I've been afraid of anything.
Faye, you're wonderful. When you can make that statement that it's a long time since you've been afraid of anything, while I... yeah, just the contrary. I've always wanted victories. You know, outside victories. I have to fight and win. Fight with a problem. Fight with a man. Fight with an organization. Sometimes even fight with a woman. Because it's only in fighting that you win or lose. I'm the kind who's always trying to win.
Oh, but not fighting, Spencer. I mean, you're so successful. You're so intelligent. Yes, you do win, but it's not a fight in the sense of cruelty, of hurting the other person. And what do you mean sometimes you fight with a woman?
I told you, Faye, that I'm the kind who has to get things in order to feel successful. And sometimes it might not look like a fight. It may only be strategy, planning. But what I plan for is a victory.
You mean, so you can get what you want, whatever that happens to be?
That's the kind of person I've always been, yes.
Well, you're very honest, I suppose.
What? Oh, my dear, I've alarmed you. No, I wasn't talking about us. Don't you see? That's why you're so important to me. Because with you, I don't need any victories. My happiness comes from just looking at your sweet face. I get my victory just from knowing that I've been smart enough to come all the way out here to see you. That's a very superior kind of triumph, simply to have had the intelligence to get to know you. You're not the sort of person I've ever known before. I move in a different world. Have I worried you?
You're very honest, I guess. You're also being very nice.
Look, you little dope, I'm telling you that every minute with you makes me a better person. You change me for the better. You and your little town, that wonderful mother of yours and your whole family, but mostly you. You've got to believe that. Faye, don't you trust me?
Yes, Spencer, I trust you. Somehow I do.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so, Faye and Spencer learn more about each other with every day. What lies ahead for Ma's youngest and dearest? Well, we hear about a friend of Spencer's, Tom Wells, tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.